The next dictation by Dr. Sharon O'Mace, MD, is patient Maria Turelli, T-U-R-E-L-L-I, first name Maria. This is Cardiocare Associates Tremble Exercise Stress Test File, EST space Turelli space M. Tremble Exercise Stress Test State of Examination 5-23-22, referring physician Annette Cozzarelli, C-O-Z-Z-A-R-E-L-L-I, hyphen Franklin, F-R-A-N-K. Franken or Franklin? Let me just double check. They wrote Franken, but I think it might be Franklin. Cozzarelli. It's Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. So it's Cozzarelli hyphen Franklin, M.D., performing physician Sharon Armaze, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 61-year-old female with history of hypertension and right bundle branch block for stress test off of medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, right bundle branch block, left posterior fascicular block, new paragraph, baseline blood, make that history of hypertension and bundle branch block, not right bundle branch block, just hypertension and bundle branch block. No, make it hypertension and bifascicular block. That's it. Bifascicular block. For stress test without hypertensive medication. For a stress test without hypertensive medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, right bundle branch block, comma, left posterior fascicular block. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 96% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 168 over 74 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25936, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a focus capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress. With slow resolution of blood pressure in recovery, the patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained, suggesting a deconditioned response to stress, possibly related to her body habitus. The patient had a final blood pressure 124 over 80 and a heart rate of 97 at the end of the recovery period. There was baseline right bundle branch block and left posterior fascicular block, which continued throughout the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of tremble exercise stress test to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and only experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, somewhat improved from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress. Period. The patient had an increase, correction, the patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with slow resolution of blood pressure in recovery. The patient had an accelerated heart rate, correction, the patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained, suggesting a component of deconditioning, possibly secondary to body habitus. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias. Correction, 5, there was baseline right bundle branch block and left posterior fascicular block, but there were no significant, which persisted throughout the test. There was baseline right bundle branch block and left posterior fascicular block, which persisted throughout the test, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.